obviously the ones last week that were taken down do look like he's at least reporting on the fact of deliberation.
That he's what?
That he's reporting on the fact of deliberation, yeah. That they are deliberating. There's nothing that's in there.
Well, I didn't want to get into the argument.
Right. I'm not arguing. I'm saying we should have a board.
I don't mean to close you off, but I didn't want to get into the argument. The merits. I wanted to get into the procedure we're going to follow.
We
can now go on the record. And
Peterson.
Morning, Peter.
Morning.
Sorry, there's a line downstairs.
Okay, let's note for the record who's here. Mr. Kogan, Ms. Karavasis, Mr. Jacobs, Mr. Goldberger, Mr. Shapiro, Mr. Machine, Mr. Peace, and Mr. Thousand.
In order of importance.
Myself.
All right.
And also Matt Higgins and my two law clerks and secretary are sitting in the back here. What I want to discuss, gentlemen and ladies, is how we go about this procedure today of interviewing the juror. Does anybody have any suggestions about it? Well, before you answer that question, let me say this. My thought was that I was going to bring him in here and in a very general sense, tell him why he's here and then invite questioning from the attorneys. Now, if you don't want to, or I will ask him a lot of questions, okay. But the thought is that my thought was that because of the technical nature of this, which I think I understand, but I'm surely not a whiz on it, that the attorneys might want to ask questions. Do I note a hesitance in that?
Our preference would be that Your Honor do the preliminary questioning, and then we will follow up.
That's what I was going to
say. May I say first for the record that our position is we should be in open court, even now, even though we're on the
okay,
record.
Okay, that is
such an obvious public interest and importance.
And that is, my opinion is that's obviously wrong.
Okay.
Because I think the jury deliberations remain the most secret and sacred thing in our whole system.
Not the questioning. This proceeding at this moment.
This proceeding at the moment is going to be, is all recorded. And I'm going to see that the press gets it immediately.
Yeah.
Now the questioning is going to take place. You didn't ask for the questioning in open court.
Oh no, that's not what I'm asking.
Well,
not what I'm asking.
Okay.
Just meant how the court resolves an issue of this kind is an issue.
Okay. You probably are right technically, Peter, on that, but I think that
as for the questioning, as little questioning by lawyers as possible. We think there is only a very slight chance that this juror will wind up on the jury after this moment.
I'm not sure about that.
But to the extent that that's a possibility, he should have no opinion or animosity.
Well, that's my concern. My other concern is: should everybody be here, or should did we want all the defense counsel here? I think Mr. Jacobs and Mr. Kogan should be here, and maybe some advisor to them. But I'm wondering if we are. I'm going to ask everybody to step out, other than what's absolutely necessary.
Yeah.
I mean,
my immediate concern is this. A jury begins to gather at 10.
Yep.
And what do we do in the meantime? We're going to be questioning a juror about the propriety of the proceedings, the jury deliberations. Mm-hmm. Do we stop them?
Yeah, let's stop. I'm going to tell Mr. Higgins is going to tell the jury not to deliberate, to remain in the room and not to deliberate. Until Mr. Weiss returns.
Okay. And not to speculate about why.
These.
Okay, that's fair.
I don't think that, but they're just not deliberate, period.
Okay.
And tell them it's as if the juror hasn't arrived yet, so they don't do any deliberations until all 12 jurors are there.
Is that going to happen now?
You can, they're probably gathering now, and
And
I'm told by the press, I saw somebody from the press, they told me that they saw him come in at 8:15 this morning.
Mr. Weiss, or was it?
I was upstairs to the 17th floor to open the door to our conference room, so the client could go there.
And he's here.
And Bob Moran from the Empire came over.
It's true, that's true.
Said that he came in at 8:15 this morning.
Well, then he's ready to come in and talk to us.
He's in my office.
Okay. What do you think about? Are you all going to stay here, or some of you want to? I mean, it looks overwhelming.
I don't think we're going to overwhelm the jury.
I don't think we should either. So I would prefer that only three defense counsel stay.
Okay. Well, Peter will stay with us.
You going to pick out what three?
That's fair.
Any objections, guys?
No.
Okay. Who's going to leave? We're going to get Mr. Weiss over here.
Does anyone remember how to pronounce his name?
I still don't know Mr. Zalzmer. I have trouble with
that. I've noticed that.
Which is.
Doesn't bother.
It should bother you.
Doesn't bother me. I'm sure it doesn't bother Mr. Weiss.
I'm sure, yeah.
I have it written phonetically by my phone.
Yeah.
Okay, then I'll ask everybody to leave except 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 people here. Everybody in the back as well. Thank you. And you'll bring in the juror. And then go up and tell the jurors they're not to deliberate until the entire jury is here.
Judge, I'm not sure if you know this, I apologize, I was a couple minutes late. His name was in the Philadelphia Daily News this morning, not in the Inquirer.
Oh, was his name? Yeah. It wasn't in the Inquirer. They were.
It was in the Harrisburg Patriot News, and not in the AP story.
Yeah. Let's find a place for Mr. Weiss.
Where do you want?
By you.
Would that be okay?
Okay, yeah, that's fine.